Yesterday, Kiplinger's Personal Finance magazine released its list for the best cities to meet the needs of the different stages of life. Fayetteville was included as the number 5 best city for midlife professionals. I spoke with Jane Clark, senior editor with the magazine, from her office in D.C., to find out why Fayetteville was chosen. Here is our conversation. Can you tell me a little bit about the different stages of life?
Okay. Well, we broke it down into, as you say, the 5 groups. One is for young adults. The next is for professionals. The third category is families. The fourth is deck and act, which we consider the people that are established in their careers, not quite ready to retire, but might be looking for a change in their setting. And the final is retirees.
Okay. And why do different stages look for different things?
Well, in each category, we considered different criteria that we felt was most appropriate to that category. In each group, we do consider certain elements that are common to all. Among them are employment growth, talent, and the creative class, which basically speaks to the number of people who are highly educated in high-tech industries and other professional categories. We also consider technology and cost of living. So there are certain things that are common to all, but then for particular categories, we focus on things that are of most interest to those categories. And for professionals, that would be, some of the things would be commute times, income growth, jobs generally.
And that is the group that you liken to Fayetteville, Arkansas, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What were some of the things about Fayetteville that make it a good spot for professionals?
Well, Fayetteville is well below the national unemployment rate, so the employment situation is good in Fayetteville. It also is below the national cost of living. It is a bit above the median household income, so the economy is good for professionals, and there are a lot of jobs there. University of Arkansas, Walmart is nearby. Walmart also encourages a lot of other companies to set up shop in the area. So there's a lot going on in Fayetteville for young professionals.
You mentioned the University of Arkansas, but yet we didn't fit into the young adult category.
Well, you know, there was some crossover in different categories, and so we chose the cities that we felt best spoke to that particular category. I don't know where Fayetteville fell in the young adult category, but we felt it was a good fit for the professional category.
I noticed some other cities in different categories that are in our area, and one of them is Austin, Texas, which, mm-hmm. I mean, some people like to compare Fayetteville and Austin.
Okay.
Do you know how they compare number-wise? I mean, they kind of compare as being laid back, they're college towns, you know, that kind of... That those are the things that people describe them, you know, here. Do you know how they compare number-wise?
I don't have the numbers for Austin in front of me, but I can tell you that Austin also is below the national average for cost of living and also for unemployment. So, and Austin has a lot of things going on in 2 categories, one for young adults. It's just a really fun town.
Mm-hmm.
It's got industries that are basically youth-friendly, things like digital media and so on, and music. So those are some of the appeals in terms of young adults for Austin. And then it also has a very strong economy, so therefore it's good for second act. And basically, Austin usually comes up pretty high in all the categories.
We are in Northwest Arkansas. What does that mean for people that already live here?
We're not really looking for people to necessarily pick up today and move to a city tomorrow, but we are trying to point out the cities that are basically a good fit for people in these different life stages. So if you're already there and you're in these life stages, great.
I see that Washington, D.C., where you are, is the number 1 location in the same category.
Right. Well, you know, Washington, D.C. just also has a very strong record for jobs, and so that's kind of the name of the game in this category. And it is an expensive city, so But it also, one of the categories or criteria for this category is commuting. Now, anyone who's lived in Washington knows that commuting can be hell in Washington, but it also has a great public transportation system, so that is a plus. And Washington has just a lot going on in terms of the economy and in terms of jobs.
Right. And we do not have an extensive public transportation, but it is small, and it only takes, 15 minutes to get just
right,
about anywhere in our area.
Really nice.
By car, yeah.
But. Right. That we would be really happy to have that situation in Washington, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay,
I don't think I have anything else. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank
Bye.
You so much. Bye-bye.
Jane Clark is senior editor with Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine. I spoke with her from her office in Washington, D.C. yesterday. This is Ozarks at Large.